glory, honor, and power. Praise his name. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world to Runner for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer, and at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe it's vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do so is Sister Keela Freeman. Good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Pleasure to be here this morning. Good morning, Blog Talk listeners all around the world. This is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. This morning's scripture is coming from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Again, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 15, living the new life. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the reality of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now, it's the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like him. New life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave, or free. Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, making allowance for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you're called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up to you some much deserved praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. We ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who takes part in this service today. We ask that you hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people in this service. Lord, we ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. Again, Lord, we ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We ask that Jesus Christ be lifted in the songs, prayers, preach word, so that all those who are lost will be found. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Living the new life. And thank you, Sister Keela, for opening up for us.
Yes, you're welcome.
All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways into the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor O. Take it away, Pastor O.
I'm
gonna
and he has done great things for me, so I will bless the Lord. It ain't nobody on this planet who can say to God, have not done great things for them, whether they saved or unsaved. He causes rain to fall on the saved and unsaved, amen, and causes the sun to shine on the saved and unsaved, because God knows we didn't ask to come here. And then when we got here and got old enough, somebody said, guess what? We say, what? You going to hell. Well, then God provided a Savior to keep us from going to hell. And guess what? He made it. He set the bar so high that it's too low. All you got to do is believe. Amen. I'm just trying to tell you, he's worthy of all praise and all honor. We only got one word that comes anywhere near close to praising him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, you're worthy. Hallelujah, we lift you up. Amen. We lift him up by praising him. You know, we've been going through some really tough stuff, and amen. It's like sitting in the Philippian jail right about now. We're in a pandemic. Our government is going completely crazy. Amen. And the Delta variant is on the wild. Amen. And we're just praising God anyway. We're on here dancing and singing and praising and amen. And we've been through a lot. I've been through, you ever had 3 weeks of a bad day? I've been going through like 3 weeks of a bad day, and things just get worse and worse. But everything that has happened, the Lord move in and fix it. And then something else happened. Lord move in and fix it. Then something else happened. More move in. And yesterday, one good thing happened. Then the bad thing happened. But the Lord going to move in and fix that too. Amen. You ever had one of them bad days, 3 weeks? Amen. But still, every praise, I will not let the devil rob me of my praise. Yes, this is real stuff that's happening, but Jesus keep fixing everything. So I am not going to let the devil rob me of my praise. And did you hear what I said? Jesus fixed the thing. So guess what? Every praise belong to him.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praise? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Every praise is to our God. As always, Pastor, you took us there, and thank you. Thank you for those blessings and songs and faith and testimony. Our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged, which takes us to time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own associate pastor, Terrence Tate, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive associate pastor Terrence Tate. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see. And my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me. Close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. watch God provide.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I love that song because it simply tells us God provides. Even when we don't see how our needs are going to be met, God has already provided. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, first of all, yes, we give you all the praise. Yes, we give you all the thanks. But most of all, we thank you for giving us an opportunity to talk to you again. Father, you said in your word in Psalm chapter 34, verse 4, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Father, we thank you for being the God of provision. Father, you've always been that way since the beginning of time, and you always will continue to be that God. But Father, you're not just the God of provision. You're a loving God. You're a caring God. So Father, we do what 1 Peter 5 and 7 says. We cast all our cares and all our worries on you because you're the only one who cares for us. Father, you told us in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God. Father, there are some people, there are some of your people out there who need emotional healing right now, Father. I don't know what kind of emotional healing they need, but you do. And you always have known. Father, there are some of your people that are listening to me right now, they need a physical touch. Father, you know what kind of physical touch your people need even before we ask it, Father. And you've always known. You've always known that. Father, you also know the number of hairs that are on our heads, Father. So we need to ask you, is it your will for your people to be healed the way you want to be healed? Let your will be done according to your word. Father, we pray for our leaders today. Father, give our leaders of America the heart that you want them to have. Fill their hearts up with the same amount of compassion that you have for us, Father. Because, Father, our government has gone crazy. Our government has turned away from you. Father, give our leaders the heart to turn back to you and to do your and to do the work of the one who put them in the position that they're in, Father. Because a house built on a rocky foundation cannot stand, Father. But a house built upon your word can stand. Father, so give our leaders the hearts that give our leaders the heart of compassion that you had for us and you've always had for us since the beginning of time, Father. Father, we pray for our, not only our government leaders, but we pray for our preachers today. We pray that our preachers of this day will begin to preach your word without no filter, without sugarcoating the word. Because, Father, we are so busy being worried about breakthroughs and blessings that we can't even see and understand the spiritual wisdom that you want us to have. Father, fill us up with the amount of spiritual wisdom that you want us to have, Father. But the only way we can do that is if we, the church, will submit to your word and follow your word, Father. That's what you want from your church. Father, the church is not about a building. Yes, we're going back in the building, but we the people are the church. Father, help us to see and understand that we are the church. We should help us to see and understand that we shouldn't even be worried about a building. We should be worried about advancing your kingdom the way you want your kingdom to be advanced. Father, your word can't go forth out into the world unless we, the church, stay committed to you. Because you called us to be the end time church. We didn't call you to be the end time church. You called us to be the end time church, Father. And you said in your word in Hebrews chapter 13, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So, Father, when you called us to be your end-time church, you've always been by our side, even when we didn't see you. So, Father, help us to realize that we need to be about your business, Father. Father, we pray for the youth as they get ready to go back to school. Father, don't just fill the teachers up with your word, but Father, fill the students up with your word. Fill the students up with the knowledge of you so that they can see and understand you in a better way. Father, Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. Father, our children have departed so far away from your word that it's not even funny. Father, our children have picked up so many gods instead of picking up your word. Father, our children have resorted to violence to handle their anger, to handle their rage, instead of going to you, Father. So we just pray for them to understand and see that you want them to come back to you, Father. We pray for all the parents of these children that are going back to school. Father, give them the wherewithal to sit down with their children and teach them your word. Because, Father, you said in your word that you tell us in your word in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way they should go. You tell us to train our children in your word. You tell us to teach our children the word. And we haven't been doing that, Father. So we're sorry for not obeying what you tell us to do. Father, you said in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so does he become. Father, I pray that we, the church, will begin to think more about your word and less about our needs. Our needs have already been met, Father. But the fact of the matter is, your word isn't being taught the way you want it taught. At least children are lost today. So help us, the grown-ups, teach our nephews, teach our nieces, teach our children the word of you. Because it says in Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, this world is dark, but the only way the world can see the light in Jesus is if we, the church, will start being the light of the world. And if we, the church, will start being the salt of the earth and subduing the earth with your word. Father, you will always be by our side. You will always be our greatest gift. And help us to understand that even when we don't have what we need, we have all that we need in you. Father, I pray this prayer in the name that's above every name, that one day every knee will confess to, every knee will worship, and that's in the And that's in the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Terrence, for praying and making our request known to God. We appreciate you and have a good day.
Yes. You too.
Thank you. Power and prayer. All right. I'm having truly having a good time with this service this morning, and I hope you are too. With more to come, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, joy, and the blessing. Amen? Okay, time for the preach word. A message from God. The best part, icing on the cake. The next voice you will hear following this song selection and back in the saddle is our very own Minister John McFaul. Yes, prepare to receive Minister John McFaul as he comes in his own way with the word from the Lord. Amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Blog Talk family. My name is Minister John Mack, coming to you from the beautiful city of Lincoln Park. Before I start, I want to give thanks to Kathy, to Wonderful Christ Ministries, to Sheila, Reverend Overall, Terrence, and all the Blog Talk family. I thank you for this day and this time to come before you. Terrence must have been reading my mind this morning, because we talked about something that we all guilty of. We all guilty of being under the influence of something. So as I go through this day, I just want to point this out. Excuse me. Lord, bless the reading of your word on this day. Help us to understand what you're saying to us, Father. Open up our hearts and minds to hear from you. Bless your people, Father, and those who don't know you, Father. Use us to reach out to them. In Jesus' name, I ask. All of us are guilty at some point. The topic of today is being under the influence. We all have been under the influence of something, whether it's good or bad. You know, I look around and I see what the social media is doing. I can't say just the young people, because older adults are being influenced by it also. Look at some of the things that influence us. Commercials. Our coaches. Excuse me. Our teachers. Sports figures. And some of our friends. So I often wonder why we're so easily influenced by all these individuals. Well, half of them don't represent Christ anyway. I look in the Bible and I see examples of Paul, what Paul and Timothy meant to each other, what Moses and Joshua meant to each other. I'm talking about trying to be a positive influence. Look at Adam and Eve. Look at Ruth and Naomi. We can see all throughout the Bible, we're called to be an influence for the Lord. The question is, we are so distracted by the world that we can't influence the world. I read something this morning that stuck out to me. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. It says, "Do not be misled, bad company corrupts good character." So the Lord is telling us that we need to be careful who we're around. You know, if we're trying to uplift the Lord, we have no business hanging with bad company, because they have the power, you know, to reach out and do and influence you to do bad things. I look at what I'm going through right now. I had two amputations within a year, within months apart. And people ask me, what's wrong? Why are you not going crazy about it? You know, my influence is the Lord. If he can hang on that cross for me, what I'm going through right now, don't even compare. Yeah, I know from a human standpoint looking at it, it looks like I'm defeated. Let I know the Lord is healing. I've been told that both of my healing, I'll be ready for my prosthetics. Why? Because my influence is the Lord. He went to that cross for us, and he bared all for us. And so we need to learn how to be more positive and be positive and influential in our own homes. Whether we're dealing with our kids, our family members, Because we need to remember we're being watched at all times. And we need to be careful what we say and do. Because the kids would do what we do. And that's why I called it under their influence. Who have you influenced for the Lord? Who? Your circle, you got people, you know people, you got coworkers. Do they see you as an influence for the Lord or not? I read a verse in Proverbs 9:9. It says, instruct the wise man and he will be wise, wiser still. Teach a righteous man and he will add to his learning. So we're called to be the wise among those who are not wise. We're called to be the influential when it's not that much positive influence around us. Our kids are knowing more about what's going on Facebook and TikTok than they care about their own home. We need to turn off these TVs, turn off these games, turn off these computers, and talk to your kids. Take them out. Take them out. Not just something that you're not going to, don't take them to a movie because you're going to sit there for 2 hours and have no interaction with them. And they need it now. But these kids need to be led. I heard something that Terrence said in his prayer. These kids are out of order. If you look at the amount of killings that take place in the last 6 months, they're all between the age of 16 and 25. These are kids who live in their home with their parents. You know, I when I watch the news, I'm saddened by where are these kids' influences coming from? Where they just think it's okay just to kill and kill and kill and kill. I mean, every night somewhere in Detroit, there's a shooting on the freeway. I'm not quite sure who's doing it, but a lot of the people that they're catching are in their 20s. So that means that somewhere in their life, they haven't been taught the value of life because they take it so easy. You know, you wonder who influenced these guys to do this stuff. Is it a movie they're watching? That's why sometimes you need to see what your kids are watching. Is it friends they're hanging out with? You know, you need to check your kids' friends. You know, if they've been in and out of jail, you may not want them around your kid. You know, that's something to be mindful for. You know, and parents, as parents, you know, we need to do a better job of being a better example. It's hard to be an example among your own because they see the good and bad in you. But that shouldn't stop you for being a positive influence in their life. You know, I looked how Naomi and Ruth relationship was. I looked at how Boaz and Ruth relationship was. You know, it's just amazing how God has called us to be these examples to help people that they avoid all the negativity. In Proverbs 27:17, they say, iron sharpens iron. What that means to me, I need to be around people sharper than me. I need to learn from those who know more than me. If I think I know something that can be beneficial to the body of Christ, then it's my responsibility to share that with the body of Christ. You know, so you know, when the body of Christ need each other, we don't need to see each other every day, but when we see each other, we need to be positive. We need to sharpen each other. So when we go out in this world, we can share what we know with those who have not sharpened their skills in Christ. Think about this. Christ had to deal with 12 disciples. So he had the duty not giving them to do the work of Christ, but he had to influence them to do it. Because I'm sure there was times that they questioned him, right? They didn't understand him. They didn't. You know, he walked on the water. They didn't understand that. But he was influencing them to understand that you guys need more faith than you have. Even though you're with me, you're still questioning me. So Christ did, you know, he had 3 years to teach these guys, and he had to be a positive influence. They watched everything he said and everything he did, right? Because it was for his glory, not his own. So I just wanted to point that out this morning, that we need to be more influential in the circle, in our circle. We need to be positive. We need to stay off the TikTok and open up the Bible, right? Because we're watching people who influence us to do things that not of God, you know? So that's why it's careful. We have to be careful of the people we're around, the things that they say, the things that they do, the things that they're accustomed to. You know, you can say hello and goodbye. If you feel you could be a positive influence in it and they like, do it. Do it. Have no problem with it. But you must be strong enough to do it, right? Because if you're not strong enough, it a bad company will mess you up. Mess you up. Yeah, I know we're called to reach out to the lost, but we must make sure that we are built up. We can't strengthen ourselves by ourselves. We don't know everything. We don't know every verse. That's why it's good to talk to our brothers and sisters so they can strengthen us up to be what God called us to be. You know, iron sharpens iron. You know, sometimes it's on us that we're not sharp enough. Sometimes our kids are sharper than us. They got answers better than us. Why? Because they spend more time learning our ways than we do learning their ways. And these kids are sharpening on the wrong things. You know, they're if you look at what they see, the music they listen to, the games they play, the places they want to go, all this is a reflection on their behavior. And we need to be right in the middle of it, you know. My kids live in different states. I try to make contact with them every week if I can, you know, and just to let them know Dad is thinking about you, Dad loves you, and Dad is thinking about you. I don't know what that does to them, but I know that it's part of my responsibility to stay in their life. The things happen good and things happen bad, but we deal with it. We talk to each other. And I appreciate it that I leave that door open. Never close that door. Always keep that door open. No matter how bad it is, and no matter what they've done, we need to accept them like Christ has accepted us. You know, we didn't do everything right. We didn't make all the right decisions. We didn't always hang around the right people. Thank God that he's pulled us out of that darkness. He gave us his word. He gave us his promise. And that's what thrills me about life. And so I try to be very careful who I'm around. I don't need anybody negative around me. Somebody told me one day that, ooh, both of your feet are cut off. You must have done something really bad. Yeah, you can look at it that way, but that's not how the way I look at life. It could have been my whole leg. It was just my foot. So it could have been worse. But I know the Lord is with me. He's always with me. He's never left me. He's called me to be more of an influencer for him than for anybody. I have more of an opportunity to influence the doctors and the nurses that come see me. They want me to be depressed. They want me to have all these crazy questions. But when I tell them I trust the Lord, that the Lord has my back, they don't know what to say. And that's a clue to me that they don't know who he is. Because they know amen coming out the mouth. It's like, oh, well, you got a good outlook on it. No, I trust the Lord. He the one make this work, not me. You know, because I don't have to be here. There's nothing that came about today to state that I need to be in this world. I don't. The Lord has me. No matter what I go through, I will always remember that. And I always try to surround myself with godly people. You know, we always don't see eye to eye, but we know at the end of the day it's about Jesus. You know, Jesus, think about it. He had 12 disciples. He had the influence over 3 years to go worldwide to share the gospel. We can't even influence two people. Ask yourself the question, in the last month, who have you led to Christ? In the last month, in the last week, who have you shared something positive with? You know, God has called us to be more than what we are. And we need to remember that. We need to remember that we need each other to sharpen each other up. Some of us are mature. Some of us are not. So we need each other to influence our kids, our family members. We got family members that's not saved that need to be saved. And there's some of us who know how to do a better job of communicating the Lord in our own families. So we need to sharpen each other up and share that information with one another. The Lord has called us to be influencers for him, not ourselves. And we need to remember that at all times. So trust in the Lord in all his ways, not some of them, in all his ways. You know, and he will keep us straight. He will keep us out of trouble. You know, and if you don't know how to influence, be an influence for the Lord, you need to pray about it. Get on your knees. Say, Lord, I got these kids. I got 4 or 5 kids, and they're all doing different things. What can I do better to help them or lead them to you? They're getting too old. I can't force them to go to church anymore. And so we need help in those areas. We need to enroll these guys in things that are positive that will keep them out of trouble. We need to be careful keeping these firearms in our home. You know, kids know where that stuff's at. You may hide it, but they can see it. And you don't know when they're going to ever use it. You have it in the home, so they figure if they're in danger, they're going to use it. So we need to be mindful of those things. If you keep a lot of liquor and wine in your home, what makes you think your kid is not going to drink? If you're smoking 24/7 in front of your kids, what you think that one of them may have a desire to smoke? Are you being a positive influencer for your kids? And if you're not, and it reflects on what the kids do when they leave the home, you can't be around your kids 24 hours a day. No, but your influence can. You know, it ain't nothing like taking a break saying, oh, no, no, if I do that, I can go to jail, or my mama going to get me, or my daddy going to get me, you know. That's why pastors in this damn time have a hard time, because they're like Jesus. You know, they're not Jesus, but they like him in a sense that they got many of people up under them. And they have to really be an influencer to let them know what Christ has done for us, what he can do for us, and what he's done for him. You know, so our pastors, let's pray for them. They have a hard job. Sometimes we put too much on them. Sometimes some of them get away. We're not doing what they're supposed to do. But we want to let them know that we appreciate them, because I know their goal is to be an influencer for the Lord. And they know they're being watched at all times. So I pray for them. I pray for their wives. I pray for their family members. You know, because we all have our own issues to deal with. And so we pray for them, keep the man of God up in prayer at all times. And let's focus on being an influence for the Lord, just like Paul was for Timothy. I look at what Naomi and Ruth's relationship was. I remember Ruth and Boaz, they all had a relationship. And there's probably many more that I'm not calling out. But they was an influence in people's lives, and they made and the decisions that they made based off that influence changed nations. You know, this change. Paul was a good instructor for Timothy, and he needed that instruction. Now, even though he came in a household with positive godly people around him, right? There's no mention of Timothy's dad in the Bible. So Paul had to be there to help him out. So we need to be mindful of that and be in prayer about being an influence to those around us. we need to be careful and mindful. At times we were also influenced, and God got us focused on him. You know, so we need to be careful with that and who we're around, what we're saying, because we got young people looking at us. And our older people around us, our seniors, they constantly need prayer because a lot of them are reaching the age of dementia. You know, a lot of them are having health issues. And we need to go check on them. We need to call them. You know, they have influenced us in our lifetime. And we need to return it by going to visit them. You know, we need to remember we are the body of Christ. The body of Christ. We all one in him. When we say the Lord's Prayer, our Father, he's our Father. Right? He's called us to check on his kids. So my mom may be my mom, but in Christ's eyes, she's my sister, and I need to check on her. I'm just thankful that that other family members can check on her. So we just need to be mindful in the body of Christ. We need to be influential for the body of Christ. We need to be careful what our kids are watching, seeing, hearing, and the things that's within our reach to control and contribute to, we need to do it. That's the bottom line. We need to do it. You know, I got kids. They're watching everything I do. They're watching everything I say. I remember when they came to the hospital to visit me. Let me tell this story real quick. And they saw both of my feet cut off. And they spent more time watching me and how I reacted to it than they reacted to it. Now, if I would have been sad or depressed or talking about how the Lord has felt me, how the Lord has left me here, they would have felt sad, right, because they're watching me. So when I told them, this is what happened, this is why it happened, but God got me. I will walk again. You just need to know that. After that, I felt like a release came off of them. When they started talking to me, they didn't pay any more attention to my feet. Right? And that's the influence that I have as a dad over them. They wanted to see how I would respond first. And I told them I would walk again, and God got my back. And my daughter told me, Dad, I'm praying for you. Excuse me. When she said that made my day. Because it's made my day. To know, excuse me, that she didn't focus on me. She focused on the Lord. And I felt so good knowing that she knew what to do. So I wanted to share that with you guys. Excuse me. I'm going to get ready to close out in prayer. I'm having this coughing problem. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing me to be alive. Thank you. You for all the influence in my own life. I continue to pray for all our brothers and sisters in Christ, all our pastors and ministers, that you will cover them, protect them, and keep all harm from them on this day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my brother, Pastor John McFaul. Amen. That is a very powerful sermon. And you have been a very powerful influence on all of us, amen, to trust, lean, and rely on the Lord. I cannot thank you enough for going through what you had to go through to deliver that word, amen, in a way where a child could get it. Thank you for that. We appreciate you. We love you. We ain't gonna never stop praying for you. And I just can't praise God enough for you. Get yourself some rest. Thank you. We're going to live and feed off what you just gave us. Amen. Amen. Crystal, I'm going to turn this over to you because I am super, super excited. I'm excited.
Amen.
I'm so excited.
Amen.
I got to take the EX off. I'm just excited. Amen.
You just fight it. Amen.
I don't know why I can't act right. Go ahead and do these announcements, Chris.
Amen. We ain't going there. Can't act right. Lord have mercy. Well, wow. Influence is everything. You know, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And we need to stand firm in and on the word of God. It's the only foundation to build upon, because when the winds and the waves of life come crashing and slapping and beating us down, we can't have a foundation on sinking sand. But our foundation needs to be on the truth of the word of God. And Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will for our lives. Influence is everything. That word was absolutely amazing. So even though you guys heard Pastor O after announcements, of course, Pastor will come back and give us some closing words. Amen. Amen. So good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of the Blog Talk Radio listeners, old listeners and new listeners who tuned in this morning to our Saturday morning worship service. It was super hype today. I'm like, Pastor played one of my favorite songs that we sing when we're in church, and I'm just like, hallelujah, you're worthy. That is one of my favorite songs, because when we sing that at Run for Christ Ministries together, oh, my God, you want to see the roof just come floating off the building. I cannot wait to get back in church for us to sing that song. So Pastor got us hyped today, and I was like, okay, all right, we hyped today. It was a beautiful, beautiful service, and I'm so glad that everybody who participated was able to do so. Of course, we want to say thank you to the preacher of the hour, Pastor John McFall. Lord have mercy. It was so good to hear his voice. He brought an amazing word to us, just like Pastor said, a word that is relevant to today, to right now. To if you were to turn on the news, it would apply to what you're looking at. You know what I'm saying? And like he said, even a child could get it. Influence is so important. And so we are so thankful that he was ready to bless us with a word from the Lord, even in spite of all of the things that he has gone through. I didn't know that he had been going through so much. I just knew that he had been on my prayer list or on the prayer list for so, so long. But to hear all of what he's gone through and to hear how his situation, you know, has helped his children turn to the Lord and to pray, you know, for his situation, it will help them see the other things that go on in life and to know to turn to the Lord. So it was a beautiful word. We're so thankful that he was able to bring that word to us. We pray that you were blessed in some way by what you heard today. Honestly, if you were not touched by anything you heard today, we gonna pray for you. Amen. Amen. Running for Christ Ministries, the physical building, is still located at 27085 West Outer Drive in Ecorse, Michigan. Of course, our Bible reading class is held here on Wednesdays on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. Deaconess Kathy Clyburn will be teaching Ezra chapters 1 through 6. Pastor has emailed the questions, and they are online for you to access on our church website, rfcm.org. Under Bible classes, just click there, and you will find them listed. Also, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., Reverend Richard Overall is here on Blog Talk Radio teaching in his series Training Day. Set yourself a reminder each week to tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Also, on tomorrow, Sunday, July 25th, already, this is crazy, we will be having what is going to be our last Sunday worship service without us not being in the building, because effective August 1st, we're back in person. So tomorrow, July 25th, we will be having our Sunday worship service here on Blog Talk Radio, beginning at 9:30 a.m. with Sunday school, and Assistant Pastor Janice Tate will be our teacher for 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and then we will continue on with our Sunday worship service at 10 a.m. with Pastor O, the preacher, for tomorrow. Amen? So make sure you tune in. Also, the fourth Wednesday of every month, so this month it is July the 28th, this Wednesday, from 10 a.m. starting for setup to about 1:30 in the afternoon, from now until the month of November, First Fruit Living Ministries, Minister Shelley, Pastor O, and anyone and everyone who wants to join in is out in front of Running for Christ Ministries
There's a bus stop there praying with people, praying for people, rededicating, restoring people back to and back in Christ, giving out Bibles and lunches, having conversations, just welcoming those who are coming through who just need to be lifted. Amen. So if you're able to make it out, please do. Again, it will be this Wednesday beginning around 10 a.m. for setup, going to around 1:30 p.m. right at the bus stop in front of the church building. Again, if you're able to make it out this Wednesday, July the 28th, please do so. All are welcome. Amen. Amen. Also, every Sunday at 4 p.m., our very own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn is on Blog Talk Radio with her own show, Back to the Family. Amen. And Back to the Family discusses the deteriorating condition of the family today and explores biblical solutions to bring the family back to God's intended purpose for family in the beginning. So see, she's talking about the Zoe life, the life as God intended it to be before the fall in the garden. So who don't want to know about the Zoe life, okay? So you can find her call-in number on our church website, rfcm.org, under Christian Resources. It is not the same number that we call for Bible class and for Saturday and Sunday service. So please make sure if you want to participate and listen to the show, you go to our church website, rfcm.org, under Christian Resources. You will get the phone number there, and make sure to set yourself a reminder for every Sunday at 4 p.m. to tune in. Amen? Amen. Also, as a reminder, all of our classes and our services here on Blog Talk Radio are recorded, archived, and free 24/7, 365. All you got to do is go to rfcm.org, click on the Blog Talk Radio tab. You'll have access to all of our classes and our services, again, all for free. So download them, listen to them, and make sure to share and bless others with what you're hearing. Amen? Amen. So if you would like to bless us at Run for Christ Ministries with a free will love offering, or if you're a member and you want to pay your tithes or give any additional offerings to any of our outreach ministries that we support, again, rfcm.org is the place to go. You will find all the information you need there. In addition to this, if you would like to give a love offering for the preacher for today, which was Pastor John Mack, please visit our church website under tithes and offerings. You can, give your love offering there. Just make sure to notate who it's for. And again, today it was Pastor John Mack. Did an excellent, excellent job. Amen. Amen. So why do we pray? Well, number one, God wants to connect with us personally. He wants relationship, not religion. Number two, prayer invites God into our circumstances. God is not unaware of what goes on with us, okay? He is all-knowing, and nothing catches him by surprise. But God is a gentleman. He wants to be invited into our lives, as he will not force himself in. He will stand at the door and knock and wait on you to let him in, but he is not going to kick the door down, okay? So he wants to be invited into our circumstances. Number three, prayer is a dialogue, not a monologue. It's not a one-way conversation, okay? Number four, God wants your heart. So when you speak, speak from your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks good things and bad. Luke chapter 6, verse 45 says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. The Lord wants to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly of our lives. So give him your heart. He can handle it. You can never be too far from the forgiveness, grace, and mercy of Jesus Christ. Amen. And number five, lastly, we pray to exercise our spiritual authority. God will not do for us what he's already given us the power and authority to do for ourselves. And so we all have authority. If you're in Jesus Christ, you have the authority over the enemy. So when the enemy starts attacking you, don't cower up in the corner and be like, oh, my God, he just beat me. He's just killing me. Oh, my God. Put your dukes up and fight him back through the power and the authority of prayer. This is spiritual warfare, and the weapons we use to fight are not physical. We use the word of God to fight off the enemy, as it is the only the word of God that he responds to. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12 says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Prayer is our weapon against the attacks of the enemy, and we have been given authority by the Most High God to disallow things in our lives. And we pray in the name that is above every name, the name where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall come, and that is the name of Jesus Christ. So why do we pray? Because we have been given the power and authority to do so, and because it's essential to being victorious in every area of our life. Amen? Amen. So Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 10, to pray like this. Say, Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen? John chapter 15, verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8 says, the Lord himself goes before you, and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. And so we must seek God in all that we do, and he promised to be with us at all times. Therefore, we have a responsibility to unite as one in the body of Christ, serving in the purpose that God has created for us. Amen. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So when you pray first, over time, you will find yourself praying continually. So pray when you open your eyes and realize you see another day. Pray when you swing your legs over the side of the bed. Pray when you're in the bathroom brushing your teeth or taking a shower or making your coffee or driving to work or getting your kids ready, whatever, whatever, whatever. There are plenty of opportunities for us to pray continually throughout the day. And again, when you pray first, over time, just like any other habit, you will find yourself praying continually. Amen? So we ask your prayers for those who are sick, those who are shut in, hospitalized, incarcerated, those who receive bad health reports, layoff notices from the job, bad news from friends and other loved ones. You know, make sure to pray for one another personally. Make sure, of course, to pray for yourself. We just heard how much we need to pray for our children. Pastor Terrence Tate talked about it in his prayer. Pastor John Mack just preached about it and influenced on how important it is that we be examples to our generation and the next generation so that they're responsible for, you know, being a good influence for their next generation and on and on and on. Amen. We need to pray for our nation, our world, our leaders. Pastor Terrence Tate hit the nail on the head with that. Of course, pray for those who are missing and exploited, those who are being trafficked and abused. Make sure to pray for all of our brothers and sisters in Christ, and all those who are persecuted for their belief and service to the Lord who are all over the world. The body of Christ is not just in one place. The body of Christ is all over the world. Amen. Special prayers go out to, of course, all of our mothers that Run for Christ Ministries, Mother Cheryl. Mother Cheryl gets a double helping of special prayers, okay? Mother Louisa, Mother Irma, Mother Marilyn, and Mother Persia. Keep Reverend Richard Overall in your prayers. Of course, Pastor John Mack, keep him in your prayers. Tyrone Hamilton, and like I said, Mother Cheryl, that's her husband, so, you know, have some things going on, so they get a double helping special prayers. Please make sure to keep all the victims and families of mass shootings, gun violence, and just all this crazy, ridiculous, unnecessary mess that happens all over the world. We have plenty to pray about. And remember, if you're in Jesus Christ, you have the authority to pray. Amen? Amen. So we must pray for all those who are spiritually lost and confused, those who the devil has convinced that God is not who he is. Now, we know even Satan knows that God is real. He knows the word of God. He knows the Lord personally. So don't let him trick you out of your relationship with God. Remember, Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, which today is your household, influence, hello, Judea, your community, your immediate community, Samaria, outside of your comfort zones, the people and places where you wouldn't normally associate with or places that you wouldn't normally go to, and to the ends of the earth. And that's people and places that you like, nah, never be around them, never go there. They need the word of God as well. And it's our job to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ so that no souls are left behind. Matthew 25, verse 41 says that Hell is prepared for the devil and his angels, not people. But we know, unfortunately, that some people will end up there in eternal torment. This life is short. God is not bound by time, but we are. Psalm chapter 90, verse 12 says, teach us to number our days so that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. So don't stand in line and force your way into a place that was not created for you. John 14, verse 3 says that I am going away, and that I, is Jesus Christ, I'm going away to prepare a place for you, and I will come back and take you to be with me where I am. Amen. So if you're in Christ, you already have a place for you. Amen. Amen. Psalm 34, verse 18 says, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Romans chapter 12, verse 15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 says, but let us not mourn as those who have no hope. Revelation 21, verse 4 says, he, and that he is Jesus, will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. All these things are gone away forever. So when you're sad, heartbroken over the loss of a friend or a loved one, or even with the loss that we see, hear, and read about all over the world on a daily basis, use these scriptures as well as many others to give you strength and encouragement that only the Word of God can give you. Amen. So with that, we ask that you please continue to keep those who are bereaved and hurting in your thoughts and prayers, and we continually pray for God's comfort, healing, love, and peace to be upon you. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16 says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Blessings are not always in the form of money or material things. A kind word goes a long way. The gift of love is free, and a warm smile is the universal language of kindness. We should be getting our smiles all the way together now, okay? We've been masked up. Our smiles have been blocked for a year and a half with this pandemic, but people ain't wearing their masks no more, so guess what? Smile, okay? Take time out, sunshine, to somebody today, because as Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 and 2 says, keep on loving one another, brothers and sisters, and do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, you may have entertained angels and didn't even know it. Amen? Amen. So, as we're winding down the month of July, we want to say happy birthday, of course, to all the Blog Talk listeners all over the world who celebrated this past week or who are celebrating today. We want to send special love and birthday wishes to our Run for Christ Ministries family. So Deaconess Nicole Seabrook celebrated on the 19th, Deaconess Lisa Thornton celebrated on the 21st, and Little Leon Payne will be closing out the month celebrating on the 27th. Amen. Amen. So happy, happy birthday to everyone. And your devotional for today, God Uses the Wicked. Lord, have mercy. That's by In Touch Ministries, Dr. Charles Stanley. So when we don't understand what God is doing or why, his ways can seem perplexing. The times when ungodly people seem to triumph over the righteous makes us scratch our heads and wonder why the Lord doesn't intervene. But the truth is, he often uses the wicked to accomplish his purpose. Joseph faced one hard-hearted individual after another during his years in exile. His brothers shipped him off to Egypt. His boss's wife accused him of an unspeakable crime. And even those he helped, like Pharaoh's cupbearer, forgot all about him. And that's in Genesis chapter 40, verse 23. The actions or seeming inactions of God made little sense at this point. But once the story of Joseph's life was written in full, it was clear that everyone who harmed or neglected the young man contributed to God's plan. The Lord used numerous people across several years to bring a humbled young Hebrew unexpectedly to power at the right moment to spare his family, who were the Messiah's ancestors, from the effects of famine. In our circumstances, we can see God's actions only from the limited vantage point of our humanness. We experience the events he has allowed or caused, but can't discern what he is thinking. Often the Lord's goals and purposes are hidden from us until his plans come to fruition. God is sovereign over all the earth. Let me read that again. God is sovereign over all the earth. We may wonder at the strange or even terrifying turns our lives take, but we can be certain that he is in control and at work. The wicked may triumph for a season, but the final eternal victory belongs to Christ and his righteous followers. Amen. Amen. And those are your announcements, or your announcements. I can't even talk. And that wasn't no mini sermon. That was a full-on, full-blast sermon. Amen. Amen.
Okay, thank you, Crystal. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Absolutely.
We've heard the announcements, and we shall govern ourselves accordingly.
Thereby.
I wish I could have been born in them English days. I'd have been that guy on the corner.
No.
I hear ye, hear ye.
No.
And they're like, what do you have to say? Nothing today. I just hear ye, hear ye. That's
all. Hear ye. It's bad enough today. We ain't need you back then, too.
Hear ye, nothing. And everybody wearing knickerbockers and funny looking
flats.
Patent leather shoes with bows on them.
Look, we ain't got to go back to the English times. We was doing that right here in the 70s. We good.
I'm telling you. I get on Facebook and I see, anyway, this ain't that time. Thank you, Crystal.
Appreciate
it.
You're welcome.
Facebook like a clown show anyway.
God
bless. Amen. Well, we've all been blessed, and we heard an awesome sermon, and I'm telling you, being under influence, what kind of influence are you under? And those folks who are looking at you, how are you influencing them? That is a question that the Lord is going to cause to walk with us every day and make us think about that. I'm getting ready to say something. What kind of influence on the people around me is that going to be? I'm getting ready to do something. How is that going to influence the people around me? Will it influence them for Jesus in a positive way? Or will it be open rebellion against God? A Christian teaching open rebellion against God. Will I lose faith and show unsaved folks you can't trust God? Wow. That's that influence thing. You know, and I'm going to blame John Mack for this. He got us all wound up. But anyway, that influence thing, go to Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. When you get a chance, this is what you're going to find. It says, seek to lead a quiet life. It says, mind your own business. It goes on to say, and work with your own hands. And guess what happens? You're talking about influence. It says you will get the respect of those who are on the outside. Oh, and you thought, well, that's good. Oh, it gets gooder. Gooder. Proper English. Gooder. Amen. Here's the gooder. You won't be dependent on anybody. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We thank you, Pastor John Mack, for bringing that powerful word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us a word to walk with us. I know the Holy Spirit is going to bring to our remembrance the things you said to us through this Pastor John Mack Fall today about being under the influence. Kind are you? Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We will see you when we see you.
Tuesday. Said I woke up to the summer, shining through. Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new.
Tuesday.
I ain't gonna let no cloud get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Tuesday.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful.
Joyful
today. I'm gonna be joyful.
Ooh.
I'm gonna be joyful.
Joyful.
got that feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah.
I'm gonna be joyful.
I got the joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my. I got the joy, joy down in my heart.